This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly, in for Scott Simon. This week, President Obama talks terrorism with his security advisors. A federal grand jury indicts the man accused of trying to blow up a Northwest Airlines flight. And prominent Democrats announce they won't run for re-election. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore is with me. Nice to see you, Dan.
Oh, welcome aboard.
Thank you. Good to be here. Well, the big story this week continues to be terrorism.
Yes.
And President Obama came out and gave a couple of speeches on that after he came back from his holiday vacation this week. How did he do?
Well, I think he was a little slow off the mark, if I must say. He was in Hawaii and didn't seem to react very much when the news came in of the attack on the Northwest plane. And then he decided he had to say something. And he seemed to move from a position of not wanting to alarm Americans too much and yet alarming them enough to realize that something very important had happened.
Now, all this, of course, is prompted by the questions about Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, who's now been indicted on charges that he tried to blow up this flight en route to Detroit.
Right.
Intelligence agencies scrambling all this week, trying to explain how it was that they managed not to connect the dots, that they managed to allow this man to walk onto a flight.
Yeah, well, this business of not connecting the dots gives you some sense that there are a lot of things just waiting to be connected. We're dealing here with a database of 500,000 names. And I think I can understand, if nobody else seems to be able to understand, that it is very, very difficult to put all that together.
Do you think anybody should be held accountable for what happened?
Well, I'll follow the president on this. First, he talked about mistakes being made and did the typical passive tense mistakes were made. But finally, he came out where he had to come out, where Truman came out. The buck stops here.
The buck stops here. I wonder what you think this episode says about the nature of the war against al-Qaeda and its sympathizers, this idea that even as President Obama and his administration are really focused on trying to fight terrorists along that Afghanistan-Pakistan border we hear so much about, meanwhile you have these offshoot groups that can plot operations from elsewhere.
That's exactly right, and they're being given all kinds of opportunities now in Yemen, for example, where you have a very weak government. Some speak of a failing government. Some say it's a government which practically has failed. That is where this guy went, and that's where he found his training and all of that. It is very, very difficult to keep track when things are in the hands of a government that can't even govern very well. And that's what we have now, a series, one after the other, of where the training takes place by the al-Qaeda, Afghanistan, Pakistan, one place, and now the latest entry into the field, Yemen.
Another challenge for this still relatively new Obama administration. Well, meanwhile, midterm elections coming up this year, and the political maneuvering is already underway. Democrats looking for ways to hold on to that very slim majority that they have in the Senate. And now we get news that two longtime Democratic senators, Chris Dodd and Byron Dorgan, are not running for re-election.
That's right. And that makes four Democratic seats now in the Senate that may be up for grabs during the next election. It tends to be true that a party in power in a general election loses some strength in the first off-year election. It tends to be true, and that may be true here. Here, in addition, there's the fact that the country is simply not happy with its government, either the Congress or with the presidency. There are all these terrible problems that the country faces, and they tend to say, you're in charge, why don't you fix it? And they don't get fixed very easily. This tends now to work against the Democrats. And at the moment, it begins to look as though the Republicans are coasting towards important gains. But I say at the moment it looks because other things can happen between now and next November, which may change that.
We're talking politics and moving on to health care. The House returns from winter break this coming week. They're going to start ironing out differences between the House and the Senate version of the health care bills. These negotiations, though, are mostly going on in private. That's unusual. What happened to transparency?
What happened to transparency? Yes. Didn't President Obama, when campaigning, said that he would let the thing open for to be seen by C-SPAN.
That's right.
All on C-SPAN. Well, it didn't happen, and it is not likely to happen. The fact of the matter is, when you come down to the wire, and there are very delicate little things you've got to change and agree upon, so it really works better if you do it in private, and they know that. So what I've done for the first time is to say, while normally we would have a Senate House conference on this question, they're saying now, well, before that, we'll have a little kind of private attempt to resolve these things. And so transparency, it ain't.
Transparency, it ain't. Last thing we want to hit, Dan, the economy. Lots of folks out there had their fingers crossed for some positive news. There were some glimmers of hope back in November. But now we hear employers cut 85,000 jobs in December. That's more than we expected. Unemployment rate steady, 10%. Right. What do you make of that? Is the recession lasting longer than expected?
Well, that part of the recession certainly is. I mean, there have been improvements in other areas, but what really counts for most Americans anyway is jobs, jobs, jobs. And you get the, as you suggested, you get the unemployment figure up by 10%. And as long as that number doesn't move, we cannot speak of recovery.
NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore. Dan, great pleasure to get to interview you. Thank you.
My pleasure.